أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that man has to make his journey towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, seeing to his needs of this dunya also. And of course, the main thing he must keep his mind that he's going to meet Allah Ta'ala and prepare for that also. So his deeni life must also be in order. And then Allah Ta'ala explained at the end, those people who did righteous deeds, how they will get their record of deeds in their right hand, and they will be extremely successful forever and ever. On the other hand, those who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, and they died without that belief, and so no preparation for the Akhirat also, what their condition will be, that they will receive their book of records in their left hand behind their back, and there will be great destruction for them. And then Allah Ta'ala further explained that those people who got this destruction, that in this world they did not worry of the Akhirat at all. They were just happy living their lives in this world and thinking that this worldly life is the end all and be all. Then further Allah Ta'ala now takes three, then also Allah Ta'ala explained that how Allah is watchful over a person in his whole life. Right from the time that he was conceived in the womb of the mother, which ruh came to him, all that Allah was watching, what he was doing every moment of his life, what he was thinking every moment, everything of that is in full record by Allah Ta'ala. And all that was not just for nothing Allah kept records, but that on the day of Qiyamah, judgment will be made accordingly. And to remind man that he must remember that day of judgment and prepare for the final day of Qiyamah. Here then Allah Ta'ala takes now three qasams, three oaths, and Allah does not have to take any qasam whatsoever. Allah is the truth himself, and he only makes the truth manifest. The reason of taking these qasams, these oaths, is that we get convinced that what Allah is saying is 100% true. For our sake and to convince us, Allah Ta'ala is taking these qasams, and we should also pay great attention to them. And then what is known as the jawab qasam, the reason for what the qasam was taken, that is also explained in front, that what stages a person goes through, and then how he passes his life. And this is also, a person should pay great attention to this, how his life is passed. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. So qasam khata ho sham ki surkhi ki. I take qasam, Allah Ta'ala says, of the redness of the evening. That is, after the sun sets, we see that there is redness where the sun has set, a very, very bright red at the beginning. And then that changes into a whiteness, and then after that darkness sets in for the night. This is an indication that just like a man was born, and then like the sun when it rises, then it reaches its zenith, that is zawal time, roughly about 12 o'clock. That is the height the sun goes to, and then the decline starts after that. And the sun sets, every day we must take this lesson. I was also born at one time, like the sun comes up, and then I carried on my life and I reached my zenith. Zenith, or a young person that is going up until he reaches the zenith, and then he starts going down, waning down again. And just like, especially in winter, when the sun comes to Asr time, that we see that there is hardly any glow in the sun. It has lost everything. That is like the old age of a person. Now he hasn't got that strength and stamina as he had before. Now he's going down. And finally, his death comes when the sun has set. And then after that, now that redness comes, and that is the time that the person will be in the qabr. And he will pass that time there. And then finally, complete darkness comes. And that is the time of the akhirah in his qabr that he passes. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us of this very strikingly, and we should also think of it on a daily basis. Whichever part of the day it is, we should think that I'm going to be reaching there, or that I've reached there already. And then I'm going downwards again in my life, and I'm going towards the end of my life, and I will be leaving here. And whatever a person can do for his akhirat, this is the time before the sun sets. That is the time before we die, we must prepare for our akhirat. And we also should pay attention. We just speak always that we must prepare for akhirat. What is the preparation of the akhirat? We should know what is the preparation. Like a person has to go for an operation, and they tell you must prepare for it before time. What is the preparation? You mustn't eat 24 hours. Or you're going for a sugar test, you must have a fasting sugar test, you cannot eat anything. So what is our preparation for akhirat? We should also think. First and foremost in that is, what we should think is, my aqaid, my beliefs, are they correct? If our beliefs are not correct, then there is total destruction for that person. Then after that we should see our ibadat, whether they are correct, whether we have got qaza namazes, qaza fast, rozas, etc. Whether all our obligations towards Allah Ta'ala, whether they are fulfilled. Then we should see that our business dealings, our financial matters are in order, that we are not owing anybody, we have paid everyone, we have correct all our matters. And then our relations with fellow people. Whose feelings did we hurt? Who did we backbite about? Who did we insult? Who did we, in order to amuse people, how many lies we spoke? All those things also a person must correct. Where he has to correct things, where he's owing people, he should see that he pays them also. And then our akhlaq, our character must also be right. So all those things are also things that we should prepare. Anyway, finally the time will come when our sun will set, when we will have to die, and we will go in the qabr. So Allah refers to that, and that is the redness of the sun, when, which is at the beginning, if we really think of it, really like frightening, like blood has been spilled everywhere, bright red it becomes. And then a little bit of a relief, the whiteness, and then complete darkness after that. So this is how a person's life will go at the beginning. In the front, Allah explains the two other qasams, and then the reason why Allah has taken the qasam, so that we can also understand and prepare accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.